Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we'll welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation, around the world. I want to welcome on the Gulf Coast every single weekday, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're so humbled about being there, but we know that God has called us to be able to be light, you know, on the Gulf Coast and on VFN radio around the nation and around the world. We're just getting requests in from Pakistan. We'll say a big shout out to all of our sisters and brothers in Pakistan, as our president would say, to be able to, you know, come and somehow participate and speak, you know, in a virtual way. There's just so many different ways to be able to just give hope and share the light. Joining me today, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
How's it going?
Going good.
Very good.
How are you?
Doing good. I really enjoyed our time at the Dream Center Sunday.
Yeah,
did you enjoy
did
that?
Did you?
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I was trying to keep your identity secret.
You did a great job.
I did everything.
I appreciate
that.
Yeah. That was very nice.
I was given a great, great example of humility or something like that. What was it?
Humiliation.
Humiliation.
One of the two.
Somewhere. Yeah, and I had to think quickly. You know, and the first thing I thought about was that man you picked up and threw out of the office years ago.
No, I didn't touch him.
You didn't touch him. Oh. You didn't have to in those days.
Right?
It was like, you know, just speaking as like Spider-Man.
You might want to, you know, use that door over there.
Well, he shouldn't have talked about anything about your IQ. I mean, if anybody knew anything at that time, you did not threaten anything about, because you're so smart. He didn't understand how intelligent you were, you know, and what you didn't have in intelligence. You made it through brawn. You were huge. Remember that?
No.
He used to come to work and go, I was like, amazing. You could bench at least 125. Wasn't it 125? It was mentioned at that time.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you letting me be able to share that.
Yeah.
But, you
no
know,
problem.
It's so funny. You can have all these intentions about lifting weights and all that, and then you could think about it and go, what was I thinking? What was I doing
already?
What you do is you just gain weight and you pick yourself up every day. You know, I'm benching. I ain't going to tell you what I'm benching every day.
Yeah, right.
Squatting, I guess they would say. Also joining us today
yes.
is Stephen Kalaszewski.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Hello.
Well,
hello.
How are you doing, Ura? Are you doing
Ura.
Good?
How are you going?
I might just love, if you have not yet heard about what's taking place in the nation, there's so much hope happening. And when things get darker, understand that the light's going to get lighter. And one of those things is trail life. And Jesus is the answer to mankind. But yet there was people that criticized Jesus and were critical of him. They called God Satan, you know, when Jesus is like, no, that's the answer.
Right.
So we have Trail Life that's just got launched, I guess, January of this year, maybe somewhere around that, you know, it's dangerous to ask an exact time. Let me give a calculator out. And it is just like the Boy Scouts that are going today, but it's a Christian perspective of, you know, their theme of it is the greatest character building organization in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you are the troop master.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Pat used to be the master fabricator years ago when we was...
Allegedly.
Allegedly, you're right.
Reportedly, yes.
If you don't know this, just in case you don't know this, he is an amazing, talented man. And anyway, so... I mean, he really is. He's done some amazing things.
Cook.
So, yeah, he even cooks.
Yes.
He used to cook.
Style.
He does some creative stuff that we can't even talk about. All I know that when it fell on my office floor, my wife got upset.
I wonder why.
What was that? I was like, oh, that was hilarious. Can't talk about
how
that happening. I don't know.
He
calls it a protein bar. Okay. So Trail Life, which you can find at traillifeusa.com.
Org. Maybe.
Go to vfntv.com. Go to links. It's there for you. And it's just this momentum of people saying, you know, I love what the Boy Scouts have offered for years. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like they're losing their focus. Is there a way to re-grab that again? And I can't think of, you know, Seven and John Stemberger and Eagle Scouts from around the nation. And they came together in thousands within the first months.
Yeah.
Within the months, you know, started joining in. And all of a sudden there's troops, I think, in every state now. And I can't even tell you the numbers because I wouldn't even plan on talking about it, but maybe 30,000 or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. And it's just got started. It's moving so fast that the leadership's having to reboot. I think that, you know, land's being given, camps are being given. The North mm-hmm. Carolina camp has been given to Trail Life up there with Brett and Sharon. Give a big shout out to Brett and Sharon Holderbaum this morning in Denver, but in Aurora, Colorado, a whole 30, 40 acres of property's been given to Trail Life for, you know, boys and men to come from all around the nation to be able to go camping. And this is so us, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And it's so cool because, you know, we don't have to come up with that $11.25 budget. Remember that?
Yeah.
Our very first prophecy. And we're going to be talking about today about how to respond to these difficult times. And, you know, that sometimes we can be approaching something physically. We need to be approaching it spiritually. But first, you know, talking about how this thing began with us, the prophecy, the Malachi mandate, is that we just stepped out. It was amazing. I talked to a few folks, literally, and said, what are you thinking about? And they said, absolutely nothing. And I said, well, we got to do this thing. Okay. We got to do this.
All right.
And God so blessed us in our first one. It was at Fort Pickens, mm-hmm. by the way, in Pensacola on the island,
yeah.
island, Pensacola Beach Island,
yeah.
Which is the Fort Pickens. Yeah, that's where I started already.
Yeah.
And but it's where Geronimo was held, his last place mm-hmm. that he was held. And we don't have time to go into all those repentance. Anyway, so then God showed up, but he served us filet mignon. Remember that? Wrapped in bacon?
Yeah.
We have filet mignon.
Wrapped in bacon.
We know God knows how to, men, you have to, you know, touch their bellies, right? Give them something good to eat. And I remember Chris's son, Christopher, that was he heard, you know, Chris was fresh in the Lord, but prior to that, he was listening to White Nails or something, you know, Bent Nails, Rusty Nails or something like that.
Yeah.
Snake White. What was it?
Close
anyway,
enough.
Anyway.
They're all the same.
Something.
They're all together, yeah.
You just got to pray. We're raising funds to remove this scratch on his arm. It's called a tattoo. I don't know what it is. I mean, nothing against, you know, but this one needs to. Anyway, so anyway. or that or long sleeve shirts. Anyway, so, but his son, Christopher, came out. Do you remember that? And he stood in front of it was called back then a boom box, just so you know that.
You know,
they don't have that today. They have like an iPod or something like that. And he was maybe about 8-12 inches in front of it. And he just stared at these two speakers as worship music, which I think was Vineyard. I think it was Vineyard worship coming out.
Yeah.
You know, that was time of the Browns revival and, you know, Cooley was losing some of the Vineyard stuff in Vineyard. And he just stared at it.
For hours.
He just stared. It was beautiful. And that's how I know that, you know, that's his destiny. You know, when he comes in the fullness of God, that's where he's going to be. He's going to be what we call slinging notes for the Lord. I don't know what it is. Anyway, so lyrics or some rhymes or I don't know. But that was powerful. That's how it started. It started and it rained on us as usual.
The entire time.
The entire time. And
sideways.
I remember
that was
this.
The next year.
I remember this. Okay. No, I remember this, you know, that. We were exhausted as usual, didn't know what we were doing as usual, trusting God in everything.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have faith. You don't even know the all right. And so we are, everybody finally goes to their tents and goes to sleep. And, we took all the silverware and threw it in this big bucket full of soap or something just to let it soak. And I sat back in this chair, and it was like pitch black. You couldn't see nothing. I mean, the moon wasn't up. It was like no mercy for the environment. And so I'm laying back in this chair just going, what am I doing? You know, what's going on? I just kind of, eyes about to shut. And I look down in darkness to my left on the ground, like down here. And in that darkness, I saw darker darkness reaching up towards me like this. I mean, it was like, I'm in darkness. So something darker is down here, and it's reaching up towards me. Man, I just levitated, you know, like John's dream about the guy up in Jersey that was dead. And that was me. I was like 5 feet that up in the air. I mean, luckily everybody was in, the only person that saw that was God. And I'm sure he was laughing. And this darkness that was coming out, which was a raccoon. Yeah. It was a huge raccoon, right? And so I come up there and flip these lights on, find out, you know, I'm running all over trying to find a flashlight. And I find out, man, these raccoons are all over our stuff. They're sticking their hands in there, picking up the forks and, like, you know, sticking their hands in the fork bucket with all those dishes. I'm like, oh, my God. I thought roaches were bad. Raccoons are terrible.
Oh, they are.
That is so terrible. Ruthless. And so that's kind of how it all started, you know. And now trail life is how God brought that out. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we've prayed and we walked out the Malachi mandate. And it looked like it wouldn't. And all of a sudden you see... You know, who would know better than Boy Scouts who are Eagle Scouts that knows how to recapture the heart of America and teach us character and our boys character and these different life skills and leadership and Trail Life launch. Mm-hmm. And now you are, Steve is
the man,
mm-hmm. at the VFN Dream Center.
Allegedly.
And of course, you know, Brett Holderbaum in Denver mm-hmm. is the man there. And we're excited about what's happening in Texas, but all over different states.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that been going? As a matter of fact, we come back from this break. You got to hear more. If you've been looking for something to do, we were going to make a huge announcement, and this is it. And about,
by the way,
about this is the answer. You have to understand that if we just continue to have our children sit in front of the television, sit in front of the computer, stare at their iPhones or Androids and expect a different society, we're only fooling ourselves. Mm-hmm. But what your boy mm-hmm. really wants, he wants to live life. He wants an adventure. He wants to do the things we're going to be talking about after this break. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What the Holy Spirit said. He said, I have many ministers and they are speaking on my behalf. But he said, what's missing is the urgency of their voice. These mega churches are really cognizant not to offend people. And they're really careful when they get up and preach to people that everybody leaves out there feeling really good. Preachers refuse to preach on the coming of Jesus Christ. Where's the urgency? I have never seen America in the place where we are right now. If you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iraq against the Christians, you better think again. It's already coming into this country right now. If we don't tell people what they need to hear, God's going to hold us accountable and their blood will be on our hands. Whenever we preach, we've got to preach with an urgency in our voice that we need to be right with God if anything should happen to us. There's things right now in motion that may change our nation almost overnight. And for me to stand here and act like everything's all right, I can't do that. The politicians in Washington may can do that and lead you to believe that everything's going to be okay. But in the house of God, there's got to arise a siren that says, blast, 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 attention, attention, attention. Things are changing and they're changing quickly. We've got to have preachers in the pulpit that will say, watch out, warning, warning, red light, warning. People know something's going on in the Middle East. They know something's going on in Iraq, in Iran, in Damascus. They know about Iran. And people that's not even scripturally literate are trying to answer these things, and they're missing in a million miles. And God's saying to the preachers, get up and tell them. It's time to talk about what God's doing. People are seeking the Lord. People are seeking Christ. And if they don't find him in the church, where are they going to find him? I have a question. Where is the urgency?
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 eye guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 eye guy.
VeggieTales banned from the third grade. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Calling for my grandson. He's in the third grade in Montebello, and a teacher had asked the kids on Friday that they could bring in movies. Then he took in his VeggieTales movie, and she didn't let him watch it. She said it was too religious.
Laura, I was going to ask you that. Did she give you a reason why they wouldn't allow him to watch the video, and she said it was because of the religious content?
Yes, that's what it was, she said.
The law is clear. When they're allowed to bring in these kind of show-and-tell kind of assignments where the student is initiating the video, religious videos are not supposed to be disqualified from that. And there's even a Department of Education guideline that deals specifically with this kind of situation. I'm going to send you those guidelines, but let me also get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we'll get you some help right away. You hang on the line. They shouldn't be banning VeggieTales in the third grade.
Join the fight against religious discrimination. Visit ACLJ.org.
We have a great way for your VFN Radio listeners to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, we're talking about Trail Life USA, and you know, we prayed for, well, for 10 years we walked out the Malachi mandate, you know, Malachi 4, 5, and 6, and anybody that knows us or knows me, you know that it was just, I was just driven to be able to deliver that. It ended with the earthquake in Haiti, and because God spoke at that time. And then we prayed for maybe 5 years, something of that nature, you know, in the prayer community, asking God to move. And then during that time of prayer, God did touch John Stenberger, John Seven, I believe his name is, and the whole other crew, and you know, brought in a short period of time to reality the Trail Life. And Trail Life is all about, you know, becoming a godly young man of character and a leader, right? And raising a standard in your life, and then helping other people to come along. Remember, this is the logo, so I'm like, and so I'm like this or something.
Holding the standard. The standard,
and you're waving
others,
them on like this. And that's if you summed up everything in God, I mean, that's, you know, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. It's the same thing. And so, you know, we're walking in the beginning steps of this. And of course, at the VFN Dream Center, we started, which is going to be, you know, Troop FL 1998. And, you know, Steve is the troop master. He's the troop master. And, you know, what has it been like? What did you see? You saw some young boys in their life and young men. But then when you first brought them into the whole, this is a great idea to do, is that don't just go throw some, this is not a program. You know, this is a mandate by God for us to be able to raise our young boys and girls up as young men and women of character and leadership. And so, involve them in the process. Do you want this? Right. Yeah. And that's kind of what we did. It's like, hey, you, hey guys, look at this. See what you think and come back and talk to us. And, you know, what did you find out from that experience?
I was absolutely amazed. It was just hearing their response from it. It's like they were more excited and encouraged. It was just like they already were so caught up into it as soon as they encountered it. I mean, some mm-hmm. of the things that we heard them say was just like, you know, I've got to do this. Mm-hmm. And I think about, you know, they had like some handbooks or something where just kind of like breaks down everything that you can think of as far as character and not making and cooking. And it's probably like, I don't know, 100, 150, 200 pages long. And
well, you think about it, it's like, it's a handbook for yeah. being able to do, you know, just like mm-hmm. the Boy Scouts has right. Can you have that ready? I think that's the one that's ready. If you could check it out and make sure.
All right.
But to be able to show, but it's just a step-by-step process yeah. on walking on a journey. A fun journey of learning how to live life.
Yeah.
You know, and how to, I was looking at some of the history with the public works programs for during the Depression with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And a lot of the men who fought in World War II said, I learned how to be a man by working and learning these techniques and these type mm-hmm. of things. And a lot of other ones learned how to, and that wouldn't be it. It's a little short one there. I think it's about a minute long or something, but learn how to lead through the Boy Scouts, mm-hmm. you know, they learn how to do these different things. And a lot of leaders today that came through that. And that's what this is Trail Life. It's so like the uncompromising, you know, Christian version, unapologetically, mm-hmm. you know, centered on Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And that it comes under ministries and under churches. And it's just so exciting. It's the bottom one there. And it's just so exciting to be able to see, you know, what is already beginning, because these yeah. guys got so excited. They read their books all the way through, and they weren't
the
supposed to read
yeah,
a couple
the,
pages,
in
right?
In a matter of a week, because I asked them if they read like two or three pages, and they were like, yeah, I read the whole thing already. And it's just like, how often do you hear of a 12-year-old that reads 200 pages in the matter of a week?
Right, right.
And another
boys.
Yeah.
In this generation, right?
And another one came up to me, and he said, I thank God every day for Trail Life. And right. it's just like, if that does not just melt your heart, but right, it encourage right. you that much more. So like it confirms this is God. This is so God that would actually, and the amazing thing was, I think about on one of their main websites, Trail Life shares that, you know, you've got the leadership of Trail Life that's been praying for those that are going to be in response. Then you have all these different, you know, groups of people coming together, specific churches across the nation. And they've been praying for the leadership, and they're like, "No, we've been praying for you."
Yes.
And it's just like yeah, right. it's such a
merge. Of course,
merge.
That's Pastor Kichara and James, her husband. They went to
the training. Was it Houston? Or
no,
was it Texas?
No. It was South Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Waco, Texas. And they got down there, and there were just maybe 1,000 people mm-hmm. at this particular meeting, and they were just so excited to be able to come together. And then they found out there was already troops developing right there in their yeah. own neighbor, in their homeowners association. There was people that has this desire. And maybe you have a desire. You're thinking, you know, what can we do? And, you know, the founder of Chick-fil-A passed away, I believe it was this year recently. And he wrote a book. He said, it's easier to raise boys mm-hmm. than it is to mend men. And with Trail Life, you can begin to raise the next generation. I mean, you look at the education system. They're trying to not all teachers, but the overall arching theme of the federal government right now is to raise our children in a way with the school system that's where fathers are irrelevant, mm-hmm. gender is irrelevant, that you know, God is irrelevant, that family is optional, that life itself is optional. I mean, you don't even have to have the child.
Yeah.
You can't say God bless you in the classroom, but you can have they will direct you where to get abortion. It's crazy the things that are going on in the school system. So now we keep on trying to force, I haven't, but just people, some people, you see them trying to get the education system to switch. Why not just do what's been done for years in America, what was done originally in the Boy Scouts, which I think is still going today,
mm-hmm.
but through Trail Life. You know, Trail Life is a Christian alternative to that. Where and it's just, it's happening, and it's like an answer to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out more at traillifeusa.org.
Actually.com.
Mm-hmm. And but go to vfntv.com, click on the links, and you can find it. But also, that for those that are on the Gulf Coast, you might want to be able to get a hold of Steve You can contact us at VFNTV.com. Go to the contact area, and he can pass on some information. He has, you know, we have contact with troop leaders all over the United States, so we can actually hook you up to them. And maybe there's somebody in your area, there's a troop starting in your area, but this is the time. Today's the day. Believe it or not, you may think it's hopeless because you're looking at your, you know, your boy, you know, just stuck on a video game or just stuck on a media and just can't get away with it. What it is he's depressed. He don't know. He doesn't see any hope, and he doesn't know about all of God's creation and all the adventures and all the things that are available for him out there and who he is possibly in God, who God's created him to be. You know, and to be a man, how can we keep on complaining about men not being men, but if we never taught them to be a man?
Right.
And so it's crazy. It's like, you know, everything pushes against him even discovering his masculinity or being a man. And then we criticize the church, criticizes him when he marries this particular lady, saying, you're not being a man. It's like, well, you never demonstrated being a man.
Right.
And you never, taught how to do that. Now, through Trail Life, we can all learn, you know, and hopefully I'll learn. And I don't know, maybe too late for us.
Yeah.
But, you know,
hopefully
he is like Captain America.
Yeah.
Now you can't think some of the kids call him Captain
That's
America. That's what I heard. Right?
I heard that.
So if you want Captain America to be your troop leader, troop master, that would be Steve. This is so exciting. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this video. And it's a little short video about it coming. And don't forget, you can go to the web address will be on there. We'll go to a break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about, you know, what's taking place in society right now in the world, and how historically we responded by force. But if we would have responded in a different way, then maybe we would have won. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. We want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, and as a pastor or just as a brother or sister, I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time, he'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. And he's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, and let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there, as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing, and that's saying, well, do this, and people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions, that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like the Multiply, it's a multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe vinefellowshipnetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic
words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We were going to show you that video for Trail Life USA right before the break, but we're going to take a look at it now, and there's so much more available for you at traillifeusa.com. Take a look. Adventure, character, and leadership. Trail Life USA. It is an answer to a huge prayer. I want to encourage you right now. You know, maybe you've been looking at some of the studies and some of the books that just says things like, you know, where are the men in the church? You know, where are the men? Thank God for the women that are there, but where are the men?
Yeah.
You know, not where are the males, but where are the men? You know, where are the men in this church that are participating, that are, you know, functioning? And it just, the way church is done quite often, you know, men don't fit in that kind of paradigm. They fit in the biblical perspective of church, but this, you know, the school format where you just show up and look straight ahead and, you know, get your lesson plans and sit up straight and that, and don't participate. I mean, that's not normally a typical male. It is becoming that way, but notice what's the ramifications of that.
Right.
And so Trail Life, you can start this today. You can begin the process of starting this today in your church and your ministry. And we began, if you need some help, you contact us at vfntv.com under contacts. But also you can contact Trail Life USA. I mean, they have everything available for you. They got a small volunteer staff, but thousands are coming on board. I believe every single state now has troops. Mm-hmm. And there's just a whole bunch of people in the process of going through it. And it's just the first year. It's just the first year, which means there's hope. You know, just like Caffey said, you know, the founder of Chick-fil-A, he says it's easier to raise boys than to mend men. So if we begin to just speak into their lives and pour in their lives, and I remember this, and we got to go right into our topic. When I was in Denmark, and I was speaking at Denmark to Dets for Men, which is It's for Men. And I was talking about when I wasn't a believer, but I was going to church with my folks. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm dealing with God. I'll give you two of these for three of those. And if you'll do this, I'll do that. And how about this? And I said, you know, nobody spoke into my life. I said, no, I mean, there was not a man that spoke in my life. I mean, all these men, I mean, there was people in the smoking section that came in. They were smoking, outside the door, the drinking section. No, that was in hiding. And so then nobody, I said, you know, where were you? So I got this whole bunch of Danish men, you know, in this air-conditioned auditorium, and we're talking, where were you? Where were you? And this Danish guy stands up. He says, I'm right here, brother. You know, and the thing is that we need to be there for this generation.
Yeah.
And two reasons, most definitely why, three, maybe three reasons why that we tend not to be there for someone. One is, probably the biggest one is, you know, the devil and other people whose mouth was controlled by the devil told you, don't go to Jerusalem. They told you, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. You know, the enemies lied to you and said, who are you to speak in someone's life? You know, you never had anybody speak in your life. So how can you be there for someone else? It's like at some point, somebody's got to begin, you know, worthiness to be able to do that. And God is the one that will take you and make you able to do that, unless you're Captain America. And then, the second thing is, you know, self. that, you know, men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. And to love this generation, we have to deny ourselves. We got to say, you know, I'm going to make less money, spend less time at my, where I'm making money, to be able to spend my life on behalf of the next generation, which we talked, Duck Sheets talked about making that covenant for the next generation. And then the last one, you know, is, I have to think about the last one because I can't remember what the last one was, but it's very, very important to it. I don't know if it's feeling worthy to do it, leaving your work to do it, and I don't know, finding value. I can't remember what it was, but just finding value in family again. Just finding, I mean, everything in America right now is going to tell you you're stupid, including even possibly the boy that you're actually speaking. Every man that tries to speak into a kid's life is a pedophile. Every man is paranoid because we went out there. This is not true, but every man, it was amazing how many men that came out there to help us in our 10 years worth of events took the risk to go out there and speak in this life. But you watch every mindset of the society today. If a man shows any interest in a young girl or a young boy, the enemy twists it. And you know what that is? That's a lie of the enemy trying to snuff out any hope that your kid could have had. I mean, you're snuffing out any hope. Right. And let me tell you something, men will just go, you know, die. If that's what if that's any risk whatsoever, that's the accusation that's going to be put on this man, he's not going to have anything to do with him. What's happened? So you're guaranteeing that your child, even from your own husband, you're guaranteeing that he will have nothing to do with those kids. He will just stay totally away from that. And you're guaranteeing that your children will not have that father connection with them. And so they'll desperately begin to seek it in all these other ways because you believe the lies of the enemy, as if, you know, the fact that somebody is female, they're righteous, right? The one that was aborting the child, you know? And it's just like, we're, you know, that understand that that's what's being said today. And then they're saying, but the government can raise the children, right? That's what's being said. And the truth is, with all of our flaws and all of our inadequacies and all of our failures, we still have to, you know, raise this next generation. We have to do it. And understand this, that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He accuses day and night. And if somebody's held captive by them, by Satan, their mouth's going to be used. And so that's the reality. I mean, Paul was locked up, and Peter was locked up, and Silas was locked up, and Jesus was crucified, and James was hung, and Paul was beheaded. And I mean, come on, we got to love God enough to risk all the lies of the enemy in hopes that we can actually raise the next generation, because that's what the enemy hates. He does not want this next generation to be raised up. And so that's kind of the three things I think that the enemy is trying to stop men from doing it. But when you find out, when you're in your, you know, 60s and 70s, which you still can do that today, you'll find out that when you see these men later in their life and they see you and they say, thank you for speaking into my life. Thank you, you know, for being there for me. Thank you for putting me on the right course. And thank you for leading me to the Lord. There's nothing greater than that. That's just a great feeling when you see the gratitude and you see him married and you see his family and all that type of stuff. And so get involved today. And Trail Life has a way to be able to do background checks and all the leaders. So there is that kind of thing to be able to. It's an intense thing. It's very intense. Right. And but it's good because it keeps anything like that, you know, from happening there. But it's a great organization. Yeah. Just started. It's going to, you know, evolve into what it's going to be. It's kind of, you know, you get to stay within, you know, your church and how you know your expression, and nobody tells you how to do that. But it's Christ-centered, and it's unapologetically Christ-centered. So Trail Life USA, one thing I wanted to be able to talk about, I don't know if we'll have time to even talk about it fully, we may have to talk about it in the next hour, is Vietnam. You know, we've talked about that earlier. And I mean, you think about what happened in Vietnam, the whole thing was based off of, in the natural sense, against communism. And the fear of the leaders at that time, starting with John F. Kennedy, his vice president who took over after his assassination, LBJ, Richard Nixon after him, or a little Ford moment. And and so the fear of communism.
Mm-hmm.
And communism is it's a godless government. And for our perspective of a Christian follower of Jesus Christ, we are, you know, bipolar opposites of a godless government. That's not what we want to be a part of. But our government doesn't change no matter what. Our government in the kingdom of God doesn't change no matter what happens with the governments of men, because the government of God is in our heart. And so, the sphere of communism, when they saw North Vietnam, this Asian country, they had a desire to be able, they were communists, and they wanted to come down and take over South Vietnam. And so we got over there involved. We're not going to get in a battle. We're just going to go over there and give them weapons. So we saw, at that time, Americans saw, the leaders did, that the way you defeat communism, you defeat it by bullets, and you defeat it by bigger bombs than someone else, and bigger airplanes and tanks. And so they gave these tanks and used these and aircraft and everything to South Vietnam. And they found that that didn't defeat communism, because the North Koreans continued to replenish and, mm-hmm. and come after them. They said, this is a big foe. We're going to have to go and bomb them for the North, these communists, basically. That's what they're saying, really. And that we have to bomb them for 8 weeks straight to show them that this ain't going to happen. We got to show them the arrogance of America, right? That we are bigger and this ain't going to happen. And in that, they did it. And they noticed after the first week of bombing that we'll make this available to you, our sources of this, so you can check them out yourself, you know, check everything out we're saying. But after the first week, they realize these people are resilient. They're going to come back again. And they bombed them again. But while they were doing this 8-week bombing, they said, you know what? We know we have no boots on the ground, but we're going to need some boots on the ground in South Vietnam to protect the weapons that we gave the South Vietnamese. So now boots came mm-hmm. on the ground. That's what you're hearing today, no boots on the ground. But remember, this is all about stopping communism. And then they said, well, since there's no borders in this war, how are we going to define whether we're winning the war against communism? And this is what they decided. They decided we will actually define winning the war based off how many human beings we kill. Mm-hmm. That was their measurement, you know, how many body count.
Mm-hmm.
Not land or anything of that nature. It's just how many people were killed. Thinking that that's going to win the battle against communism. And of course, that didn't work. And then the general goes, whoever the general was at the time, goes to LBJ, President Lyndon B. Johnson's ranch, I believe, in Texas. And he has a conversation with him. I think McNamara was the Secretary of Defense at that time. And whatever he said to LBJ basically commits to, I'll give this man anything he wants. And that's when this huge escalation of American boys, average age 22 years old, begin to go fight a war that they didn't even enlist in, but they got drafted mm-hmm. to. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
$50 I Guy.
Oh my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it, in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, mm-hmm. click on the podcast. Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you. It's yours. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And the bookmark. And
I was like, hello.
Right, John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
What's going on? You used to be so talkative when you were younger.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that
in my old age, I just,
this guy used to keep me up till what? How early in the morning?
I mean, oh, come on.
All night long.
All night long.
Oh, man. Come on. He loved it.
Insatiable.
He loved it. He wanted to talk.
No, I loved you, obviously. I didn't know that. Because I'm like, my goodness. It was like, I mean, so talkative. So talkative, you know what I'm saying?
It happens in your old age, man. You just, you know, hey, just.
That's when you were younger.
I know, but he says I'm not talkative now. I'm just, you know.
You're on the radio.
Hey, hey.
Oh, we're having fun at VFNTV and Daily Radio Program.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So we're talking about, you know, Vietnam and how we got in this. It was a war against communism. Communism is a godless government. And so in fear of more consequences of godless governments, America went to fight this war. And now whatever this general said to LBJ, troops start coming in by the thousands now. Mm-hmm. It started off with 4 deaths, and it's like, we got so upset, we sent more people to kill 8 deaths of our soldiers. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, let's just send 1,000 so more people. And it was just like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. And we're fighting communism. And we don't even teach, but back then, by the way, everybody went through school and they learned ABC, Americanism versus communism, and why it was a not a good thing. And so, a long story short, you know, we just kept, you know, fighting and losing. And a lot of different initiatives that you hear about today was learned in Vietnam. But what we did was we also pushed what was in North Vietnam, the communism, down into Cambodia. And that's where Pol Pot came from. Some people may have saw the movie Killing Fields some time back, but that is the consequences of Vietnam, where mm-hmm. it pushed down into Cambodia, the weaponry and everything was being kept there. And they transitioned power over to they're teaching the South Vietnamese how to do what they've been doing, just like we're doing into the Iraqi people. And just like what happened in the Iraqi people when ISIS came down and everybody they didn't have what it took to be able to defeat the enemy, that when the South Vietnamese, and you've got to see this. You've got to see this documentary. We're going to make this available to you in the VFN Torch. Mm-hmm. Access to it on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Take the time to learn a little bit of history. Maybe we won't repeat it.
Right.
And these soldiers who went and fought in Vietnam, oh my goodness, amazing men, amazing young men, huge sacrifice, willing to lay their lives down for a unclear purpose and vision against an enemy you really could never defeat, because it's not about people. It's not about body counts. It's about a godless belief, a godless government. Mm-hmm. And so finally they say, okay, we're going to teach the South Vietnamese. They were told you have to do this from Richard Nixon. You're going to have to, you know, teach these guys how to handle it. We're going to give them all the weapons and we're going to take off because I want to be, you know, another term of presidency. That didn't work out too well, but mm-hmm. that's what the whole goal was. So we threw all these big bazookas and these, you know, They weren't children, they were grown men, but it's just like if you're immature in how to use them, because these guys were like rice paddy farmers. Mm-hmm. They were not like mechanical people. Mm-hmm. And they went and had their first battle and they failed with it. They failed miserably when they went into Cambodia to be able to come after the sources. And our soldiers had to go rescue them. And it was a beautiful, you got to see this, how caring the soldiers were and wanting to empower them. And they rescued them. They brought them back. They said they knew this is a failure. This did not work. This transition did not work. Mm-hmm. They cannot do this. And then the president goes on the TV. President Nixon goes on the television the next day and says, it was a great success. Everything's great. We're going to have all of our troops out of there. And even though it was a failure, and 2 years later, South Vietnam fell to communism, the North Koreans. Mm. And all those weaponry and all that stuff. And the thing was, in Cambodia, lost 25% of his population killed by Pol Pot, as he killed everybody that had any kind of wisdom, any kind of knowledge, any mm-hmm. kind of faith. And he said that God is dead and that today is year zero. That's what Pol Pot did. Wow. And right in the neighboring Cambodia, where they're selling children today, as we talked about, to sex slavery, you understand when you see the history how somebody could do that. And so it didn't work. But we spent, according to records, and we'll have it sourced for you on the VFN Torch, but we spent in that war, 150, you know, these are the estimates, over $150 billion. We put twice as many bombs that were bombed on Germany in World War II. $150 billion trying to fight communism, mm-hmm. the godless form of government. And it's like, why not? Okay, that didn't work, right? Mm-hmm. You know what it makes me think about? It makes me think about, you know, Ephesians chapter 6. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing today, and I want to make sure we cover this in the time that we have left, but Ephesians chapter 6, he says in verse 10, he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. Communism is nothing but a devil's scheme. That's all this is, just a scheme of the devil. For our struggle is not against Pol Pot. Our struggle is not against North Cambodia. Our struggle is not against all these different mm-hmm. forms of, you know, whatever. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to, in the day of evil, when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand against and stand your ground and stand against every scheme of the devil. And when you've done everything to stand, and he talks about the armor of God and the shield of faith. If you want to defeat a godless society, the antithesis of a godless society is a society that honors God. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is what Paul did, what Peter did, what Mark did, what those have gone before us did. We have to begin to understand we don't defeat, as Christians, our job is not to go in there and blow people up and give a body count, period. You know, we may have to defend ourselves as a nation and that type of thing. I mean, you have to defend yourself. But this was an offensive move to be able to stop communism in Vietnam. This wasn't like, oh, we're in fear. You know, although they said this is like dominoes, if one a nation goes to communism, then another one, another one, another one. Mm-hmm. The thing is that, what about this? Think about this. He says, if somebody tells you the kingdom of God is out there, it's out there. He says, don't worry about it, because the kingdom of God is actually inside of you. We're like kingdom containers. And so God, when you're a believer, God dwells inside of you. And what he tells us to do, he says, how will anybody even believe in him? And God, if nobody tells them. So in other words, how is this communist nation ever going to not be a communist nation if somebody doesn't go tell them about me? Secondly, he says, how is somebody going to tell them? How are they going to hear about who I am if nobody tells them? And if nobody's sent, how is somebody going to tell them? And this is how you defeat communism. You defeat communism by you yourself not promoting godless governments. And submitting to the government, you know, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. We're free to follow Jesus Christ. And when we make him the Lord of our life, he says to go into Vietnam, you know, go into China, go into Iraq, go into Iran, go into Brazil, go into all the countries, all the nations of the world, and make disciples. It's the way that you would we would have won. Imagine just taking, instead of taking the $150 billion that was spent estimatedly in Vietnam, mm-hmm. imagine if we would have taken, I don't know, $10 billion. I mean, the first Bibles printed in America were printed by the Congress. You know, what we're doing ain't working. Imagine if we go back to our roots and say, you know what, let's train up. Let's just say, you know, the church in America, this is our goal, to take this thing down. We're going to send $10 billion with these missionaries to go tell them about Jesus Christ. We're going to buy their plane ticket. We're going to get their clothing, and government is not going to be over the church, but we're going to just give it and let them go. And guess what? You can turn a nation. You can turn a city. You can turn a world in their hearts to leave communism, because they find out, you know what? There's no such thing as a godless world. There's God who created everything, and he gave his son for us. And if I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, then he'll forgive me. He'll bring me into the family, and I want him to be the God over my life. I want him to be the God over my nation. And that alone causes the population in that particular nation to say, we don't want communism, because God's not dead. He's alive, and Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father today. That's how you defeat communism. More we get back on our next program. Make sure you catch us.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Are so excited about being able to encourage you, to be able to encourage you here on your journey. Think about it. Keeping the conversation light. That's what he commanded us. And that's one of the original words the Lord spoke over us, is that, and he speaks over all of us, but in regards to why are we doing what we're doing, he said, go be the light of the world. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that in this dark world, that it's dark. And so if we're light, If you're talking about the word of God and the ways of God, I mean, it may be rough at first because there's a lot of darkness, right. But you're actually bringing light into that area. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of, you know, Rick Joyner and the vision mm-hmm. about that sword. And when you're waving the truth around the air, it just changes the atmosphere. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you want to change your atmosphere, I want to encourage you, begin to listen. It's 24/7 to VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and find out all the ways that you can get us. You can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. But listen, you need in your workplace, in your home, just let it play and just let the light come in there. But why have all that prognostication and darkness constantly coming your way? Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this on to this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.